what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies, today's episode is entitled, Bless Him with the Gift of Your Absence. Okay, honey. And as always, if I don't have a story, I will tell you where this came from. This episode was inspired by Cardi B and Offset, and it was also inspired by Pastor John Gary, because I was going to make this about Pastor John Gary, and then Cardi B and Offset popped up. Like, so for the first time, I'm on time today, honey, okay? Because, you know, I usually report this kind of stuff a week late. But I got time today, all right? So before we get into anything, I just want to tell you guys, please dismiss the noise in the background because I'm recording in my mama's office and they are cutting grass. So, yeah. And I've been waiting like an hour to record this for you because I thought that the man would just, you know, get up and get a life, get a new job and stop cutting grass outside the apartment, outside the house. But clearly I was, you know, mistaken. So, the show must go on. One monkey don't stop no show, right? So, yes, as we all know, Cardi B and Offset is getting divorced, okay? And Cardi B filed for a divorce against Offset, and she wants to put him on child support. Child support, man. And she wants full custody of her daughter, Culture, right? So, why do you guys think Offset and Cardi B is getting a divorce? Well, Cardi B filed for a divorce. Give y'all a little minute. Let that marinate up in there. Okay, that's all the minutes that you're getting. So, remember back in 2018, Offset was caught with his ding-ding out, okay? He wanted to rock out with his cock out, okay? And he was in other girls' inboxes, Summer Bunny and Cuban Doll and all these hoes, inboxes, remember? And he was flirting and then he was asking for threesomes and he got caught cheating. You know, he wanted to rock out with his cock out, got caught with his cock out, okay? He got to be a little bit better because, you know, when we don't get caught cheating. But that's another subject for another day, all right? We talking about him and his dirty ways. But, and when he came onto the stage, when Cardi B first took off with Bodak Yellow, remember that? Because I know I remember that because, honey, I was in the club every day bumping that, all right? But when she took off with Bodak Yellow, he decided to jump on the stage and publicly apologize to her because he publicly embarrassed his wife, as he motherfucker should apologize, right? And she took him back because that is the father of her child and she loves him and she, you know, she valued her vows and blah, 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 blah. All right? And after that, she was performing somewhere else. At the time, like, Cardi B was, like, on tour, like, major heavy. Because it's, like, the start of her career. And she decided to say on tour when she was performing, she said, I told that nigga, yes, I'm quoting because I remember this. Because she got this from one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She said, I told that nigga, if he try this again, he gonna lose his wife. And she said it like that. She said, he gonna lose his wife. So where did she get that from, y'all? Where'd she get that from? She got that from the most infamous Queen B. And I ain't talking about Lil' Kim. I'm talking about Beyonce, all right? She got that from Beyonce. And so, if she said that in 2018 and now they're getting a divorce in 2020, well, filing for divorce in 2020, what does that tell you? Mr. Offset could keep it in his pants. That's my conclusions. I don't think she wants to tell anybody because if she did, she would have said it, you know. But Cardi B is getting so older, you know, and maturing. Because you got to know Cardi B when she came out, when she was like 25, 26, you know what I'm saying? So Cardi B is just maturing in who she is. And Offset is maturing too because he's a young bull, right? And I think that she knows that everything ain't for everybody, You know, she don't need to put all these skits up on Instagram and do all this and tell them all this information about her life. And she ain't getting paid for it. She put it on Instagram for free 99, all right? What she need to do is put that in her OnlyFans or put that on an album or, you know what I mean? Like, I think she getting there now where she understands, like, I can go about this a different way. You know what I mean? I hope she drop a Lemonade album on some Beyonce type-ish, okay? But, so that brought us to this episode, and Pastor John Gary brought us to this episode. This was originally about him, but then Cardi B came up. So Pastor John Gary can't seem to keep his ding ding in his pants either. He just want to rock out with his cock out, okay? And he just keeps publicly embarrassing his first lady, his wife, and he's a pastor, okay, and he's doing this, okay, he just keeps publicly embarrassing his wife, and she took him back numerous times. This is not the first time he cheated, so you can look up the story yourself. And I was listening to the story, well, I was looking at the story, and I was listening to some bloggers and whatnot. And as I was listening to bloggers, I was like, you know what she needs to do? She needs to bless Mr. Pastor John Gary with the gift of her absence. That's what she needs to bless him with, you know? She needs to file that divorce. That's what she needs to do. Yeah, she needs to file that divorce. And if, yeah, I know my nose is a little messed up. Oh my God, hold on. I got allergies, y'all. Bad allergies. One second. But yeah, she needs to file that divorce, okay? She needs to pack her ish, you know, and leave. And when she's leaving, she needs to play Hit 'Em Up, okay? I know that song, not the Tupac one. The other song, I might include it in here. But she needs to play that, okay? All right? And she needs to leave him. Now, she probably not going to leave that man. But if you're not going to leave, you can still bless him with the gift of your absence without totally divorcing him or totally saying, fuck you, nigga, I'm out, because you might need him, right? So what you do is, this what you do, honey. This what you dip. This what you do, dip, dip, okay? You fake leave, okay? crazy. You fake leave, yes, bitch. Fake leave, sister, right? I did it, and it worked, okay? And you know what? People, you can stay with these men, and they done cheated on you. You know, you don't feel appreciated, or whatever the case may be, beating your ass. I don't know. You can stay with them if that's what you went to, okay? You can stay. If that ain't your deal breaker, go ahead, stay. You know what I'm saying? But I want you to understand that when you stay, you're showing that man how to treat you. And you're telling him, oh, it's okay. This is not an issue for her. You know, it's acceptable. So her staying numerous times and Cardi B staying numerous times, you should have known that he was going to rock out with his cock out eventually, honey. Like, it was bound to happen, right? So, First Lady, I think you need to pack your ish, and I think you need to fake leave. Cardi B, I think it's time you sign them divorce papers, okay? All right, and the reason why they have two different situations because Miss First Lady clearly can't survive without the pastor. She needs him. She ain't on her feet yet, all right? And women, don't beat me down for this. But however, when you are in a situation where this man is providing for you, you know, paying all the bills, X, Y, and Z, you know, or let's say, you know, the house is in his name and, you know, you don't have no money to get your own apartment. The car is in his name. You don't got no money to get your own car. You know, you kind of need the help right now. Your babies are young. And he's doing that so you could be a stay-at-home mom, whatever the case may be. In them cases, if you catch him with his cock out, rocking with his cock out, I think you need to be I can't even get the word out. But you need to think about this, okay? You need to plan it like a chess move, okay? That's what you need to do. You need to plan like a chess move. If you know that, if you just up and dip right now, you're going to be struggling. I'm going to need for you to, y'all got a joint account, okay? Every time that mother effer get paid, put some money to the side. You know, you should have been doing this from the beginning, but put some money to the side so that when things hit the fan, you can easily get up and get your own, okay? My grandma used to tell me this all the time, like, your man give you money, get your nails done, you know, whatever the case may be. Don't spend all the money. Put some of the money in a separate account in your name. in your name, not your wedding name, in your name. And you just stack your bread up because it might be a rainy day, ho. It might be a rainy day. Because look, listen, if he's paying all these bills, right, and you pay nothing, then you should be saving, okay? I'm just saying. You should be saving. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying Miss First Lady that clearly she needs her husband right now. She ain't on her feet yet. Suck it up, okay? Don't say nothing, you know what I mean? Humbly start making your exit. Humbly start making your exit, okay? And as for Cardi B, you don't need Offset, sweetie. You just up and leave. That's what you need to do, okay? You just up and you just leave because you can take care of your own, you know, blahzy. You don't need to go through that. So now, blessing him with the gift of your absence is just because, once again, I told you guys before, people don't recognize or respect or know what they have, don't value it until it's gone. Okay, and I feel like they don't really get the lesson when we stay. And I just went through this my damn self, okay? Someone, a previous ex hurt me, and I decided to stay, thinking he's going to eventually get it together, you know, blah, 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 you know, hopes and wishes and fairy tales. And it didn't work out that way. And I just felt like, damn, if I would have left a long time ago, he would have felt that pressure. You know, he would have felt that pressure and he would have got it together because they're going to get together for who they want to get together for. But now that I'm out of the door or halfway out of the door, well, at this point, I'm completely out the door. But when I was halfway out of the door and he started to sense the change, now he wants to be the man I wanted him to be. And now he wants to do this and do that. And now he wants to realize what he did wrong. And it's just like, damn, I should have left. I should have took my own advice, okay? Don't be mad at Miss Brownstone. She had her moments. But I should have took my own advice and I should have just washed my hands, did my little dance and kept it moving. But I didn't. So I went through the motions. But I'm just telling you, ladies, if you feel as though you don't deserve that, you feel as though you're being unappreciative. I mean, he's being unappreciative of you. You feel as though, you know, everything that you could feel to make you want to leave, you know, you're not happy. Because when it comes down to it comes down to your happiness. You're not happy, you need to bless him with that gift of absence. Yes. Apply pressure on that hoe, okay? Apply pressure. You know, that's why I talked to y'all about the what's it called? The 30 days. No contact rule. I have heard me say this before, but that's what you need to do. I think that is my best way to get a motherfucker to feel how you feel or to get a motherfucker to realize what it is. Bump all that arguing, okay? Because if you arguing, you showing a reaction, you showing emotion, okay? And these type of people, men, women, whatever, narcissists, whatever the case may be, human beings, period. Any reaction is emotion, okay? And if there is emotion, then there's still a chance. You still care, okay? Remember, I always told you, a woman that throw your shit out on a damn porch and just like, fuck you, get the fuck up, sick of this shit, I don't need this shit, nigga, put you on child support, blah, you know, they don't get as much respect or the reaction that they might get if they would have gently folded that shit up and put it in a nice little bag and put it outside. What's the difference? One has emotion, one has none. Okay? That's like sending an okay text at the motherfucker that spilled their heart out. That's what you need to start hitting these niggas with. The okay. Don't say nothing. Don't argue. Don't bash his windows out. Don't key his car. Don't do all that. Don't do it. Don't be crazy. I know you want to be crazy, but don't be crazy, okay? Just gently excuse yourself. Excuse yourself. And we're going to get into that soon because I want to talk to you guys about how to get somebody, not somebody, but get a man to respect you. You know. Not allowing bullshit. Letting him know, all right, this ain't what we finna do. Okay? And the main way that comes down to is having controlled aggression. Controlled aggression, honey. So that's just a little sneak peek of it. But yes, if you are in a situation right now, ladies, where, and gentlemen, where you feel as though the person you with doesn't value you, you feel as though you're not happy, you know, you feel as though he keep rocking out with his cock out, you know, leave. Leave. That's the best way to hurt a motherfucker. Leave. Get out. Do it. Do it. I'm trying to tell you. Bless him, honey, with your absence. Bless him with the gift of absence, all right? That's all, ladies. I have nothing else to say. First lady, humbly pack your shit. And Cardi B, you doing what you need to do. And you keep doing your damn thing. Put it in an album for me, honey, so I can talk about it. All right, as always, ladies, keep it classy. I'll hear from you next time.